A resolution passed the UN last week which may well be historic, with 124 countries voting to begin negotiations for a global bankruptcy treaty that would allow indebted countries not to fall prey to predatory banks and hedge funds. It comes amid an ongoing legal battle between Argentina and the so-called vulture funds like NML Capital, who bought the country's debt at a discounted price over a decade ago. I spoke to Professor Ross Buckley from the University of New South Wales about the issue. First, he explains just what a vulture fund is.
Vulture funds are hedge funds, which means they're sort of speculative, aggressive investment funds. And why they're called vulture funds is they buy up the debt of poor countries at deep discounts, you know, often 20 or 30 cents on the dollar. This debt trades in a secondary market and it's, you know, available to whoever wants to buy it. But then they turn around and sue the country seeking 100 cents on the dollar. And the sort of assumption is that you've paid 25 cents on the dollar because that's what it's worth. So they really try and exploit the legal system. All of the major banks know that while any one creditor can sue and recover the full amount,
there is a situation that you've mentioned that everyone is mentioning is the situation of Argentina, which is still facing off a couple of vulture funds who have refused to accept that they should accept this discount. They're still suing for all of that money back. Can you explain that situation?
Yeah, it's gone right through the US court system, right up to the Supreme Court. And the problem in a nutshell is that all of these loans are governed by either English or New York law, because there is no international law for loans. So what you have is domestic law, which works extremely well in the US or in England. But when you apply it in this international context, the context is profoundly different. Internationally, banks make these loans knowing there's no security, knowing that they're only lending on the promise of the country, and knowing that there's a reasonable prospect, given the history of sovereign lending, that they're going to have to reschedule this at some point and maybe even restructure it and take a big discount. But they still do the business. That's the basis on which they do the lending. And the US courts simply failed to appreciate that. They just applied the law the way they would apply it to any debt within the United States.
And that resolution last week, the US, along with us and the UK, Germany, Japan, other countries, had voted against that resolution. The US in particular is the country that we're talking about here, where a lot of these funds come from. Does it seem like there's a bit of, you know, protecting one's own interests here?
It's not as simple as that, because when the case went all the way to the Supreme Court, the US filed an amicus brief on the side of Argentina, supporting Argentina really strongly, and so did Germany and France. So countries that have voted against the resolution for a sovereign bankruptcy treaty interceded in the court case in Washington on behalf of Argentina. So it's not a simple picture. I should also say the bankruptcy treaty is broader than just, I think the vulture fund issue is what has brought it to a head, but it's been a long-standing push by civil society in a lot of countries to have this treaty, because basically, financial systems don't work without bankruptcy regimes. Every domestic national financial system in the world has a bankruptcy regime. The only substantial financial system without a bankruptcy regime is the international one. And that was because when it was designed, it was never intended to be international. It was intended to be national. So, you know, there's a lot of civil society organizations have been pushing for a long time for something that's fairer and more rules-based than what we have when sovereigns go bankrupt. One of the reasons a number of those countries would have voted against it is, of course, if it's a treaty, you know, and it'll apply to all the countries that adopt it. There's no reason that it wouldn't also apply to Greece or Spain or Italy if those countries adopt it. It's not limited to developing countries.